You're listening to Cattails. Hi, this is Kat, and welcome to Cattails. Grammy-winning country artist Kathy Mater has recorded 17 albums and has charted more than 30 singles in her career to date. And she was kind enough to chat to me at the Cambridge Folk Festival during her only UK performance of 2010. This is The One with Kathy Mater.
I'm here at Cambridge Folk Festival talking to the wonderful Kathy Mater. I just wanted to have a quick chat with you before you go on stage. Hmm. Well, obviously, before your performance, now, how do you normally cope with nerves going on? Is that something you suffer from, or are you normally split up for it?
Oh, I'm usually, you know, I've done this long enough that I've pretty much, you know, I'm used to it. I don't get real nervous. The thing that's different about this is I'm not with my full band, so it's just me and right. And Bill, my guitar player. But we do a lot of this stuff too, and it's always really fun. So I just try to get my head where my feet are is what I try to do.
And try and enjoy it, which is what it's all about. Is this the first time you've actually performed in the UK?
Oh, no. I've been here quite a bit. I didn't come for a long time just because my husband's parents and my parents got really sick for a long time. So when people are teetering on the edge, you don't tend to go far away. But we played Cambridge but it's been about 15 years since I've been here. So we're glad to be back.
That's good. It's good to see you back here. And I think the crowd are pleased to actually have you back. So
great.
That's good. I'd just like to talk about your new album. Actually,
yes. You've
got that released. Is it actually released now?
Oh, yeah. It's been out for a while now. It's called Coal.
Yeah.
It's an album of traditional Appalachian music, which is where I'm from. I'm from West Virginia, Coal Country.
Yeah.
And there was a big disaster. Actually, there was a big disaster earlier this year. And a few years ago, there was one that killed 13 miners. And I found myself just feeling grief for people that I didn't know and had never met. And I couldn't explain it. And a friend reminded me that music is really good for processing grief.
Yeah.
And so I decided to make this record of Coal Mining songs. And I thought it would be just a little side project. And it wound up changing my life.
Really? How did it change your life then? That's interesting.
Well, I pieced together a lot of old family stories. I found that I always thought of Coal as the story of my parents, and I found out that it was very much my own story in ways that I had never seen before.
Right.
And I also realized that I had gone back and spent time with Celtic music. I had spent time doing bluegrass and folk and country music. But there was a link in the chain that I was missing, and that was the mountain music of my own people. And there was no one to teach me that when I was young. So I got to go and sort of put that piece in my own jigsaw puzzle, and it's just been wonderful.
So that was the catalyst for you to actually go and investigate something that you would probably not have looked at unless that had been, that disaster, for example.
Yeah, it just felt like it was the right... And I also think that my voice is older. My voice is, I was in my late 40s when I made the record. I'm 51 now. And I think that you sing these songs with this kind of gravitas a different way when you've lived some life.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like the timing was just right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will relate to that, actually, won't they? That actually, once you've actually got some experience in your life, you can relate to things far differently, and therefore the emotion comes through when you sing.
I sing them differently now than I think I would have had I been 20.
Yeah. So how did you actually go about selecting what you were actually going to put on that album?
I talked to people. I went up into the hills. I talked to musicians. I surfed the internet. I listened to old scratchy records.
Wow.
I just dug deep. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs, and I wanted to make a record that paced well, that told the story from a lot of different angles, and that had a lot of musical variety. And some of the songs I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do.
Yeah.
One of them took me 6 months to learn to sing.
And,
so it was very much an immersion process.
Yeah, it sounds like a complete challenge as well, both from an emotional perspective and a singing perspective as well.
Yes. There's one song about Black Lung that we recorded, and I did it in one take, and they called me into the studio, back into the control room. I said, well, just give me one more run at it. And I realized they weren't going to let me do that, so I went back in, and there was my producer and the engineer, and the engineer is an old friend, and his father died of Black Lung. And he was weeping at the console. And they said, you know, I don't think you need to redo it. I really think you got it.
You got it. Must have done if you were.
It was quite an experience.
So how has that been received in West Virginia then? Obviously, this is something that's been, you know, very personal from your perspective, mm-hmm. but also a lot of other people that region as well.
Well, you know, a lot of these people work in this high-risk occupation, and no one ever really thinks about them until there's some big disaster, and then they're all over the news, and then the eyes of the country, and sometimes much of the world, turns onto them for a brief moment, and then they sort of go back to their lives, and I think they feel very seen.
Yeah,
I've had some profound experiences playing up in the coal fields, playing this music, and it's been just a wonderful experience.
Do you feel a sense of responsibility as a singer and performer to actually tell the story of, in this instance, obviously, you know, coal and people who work in the mines, but it could equally be another story as well that you're telling? Is that something that's important?
Well, I don't know that I did this out of a sense of responsibility. It happened for me in a more organic way, but I can say that aspect of this music has added another layer of meaning to being a performer that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
Another layer of connection with the audience and the people and the story, and a larger arc to the storyline.
Yeah. So was performing something you always wanted to do? I understand that you were in a previous existence was a tour manager or something for the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, I was a tour guide.
Oh.
A tour guide.
I think we'll say manager. I'm sure you deserved
no,
it, Kathy,
no.
Even though it wasn't your title.
I was a little 19-year-old with a polyester uniform telling people about Patsy Cline's wig and Elvis's car.
Excellent.
It was a great way to start my life in Nashville when I moved there. I was too young to serve alcohol, so I couldn't wait tables. So there I was.
And did that make you think, that's the life for me?
I didn't think about it that much. I knew I wanted to sing, but I didn't have much mapped out. I just thought if I was supposed to do it, that a way would be shown.
Right.
And so I just tried not to push it too hard in any direction.
Yeah, and obviously the route has been shown for you.
Yeah.
And over time it's all just unfolded.
And still is.
And still is, absolutely. And you're now twice Grammy winning, I understand.
Yes.
And plenty more awards under your belt as well for platinum.
Got some records on my walls. Got some Grammys on my shelf. It's good. But you know, that's the best thing about all of this is to still feel challenged all these years into it, and to feel like I'm still connecting with people through music. That's really it.
And hopefully that's what it's all about here as well, isn't it?
So that's my prayer.
Oh, lovely. Well, we're going to go and watch you soon. So thank you very much for talking to me, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
And we'll speak to you soon. Many
thank
thanks.
You.
You've been listening to Cattails.
To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.